Well, a carve-out is a very complex transaction, and so there needs to be some sort of structure and mindset around it. It begins with thinking through all the interdependencies, and that's not just a financial number, but everything where that entity to be carved out is tied to a parent or part of a control group. Figuring that out, determining the implications on the financial statements, what that means in terms of transition services agreements, what that means in terms of separation, in terms of moving intellectual capital, or people or other assets from the seller to the business to be spun out and transitioning off of that. There needs to be a whole structure around that process. All these activities are actually fairly well interconnected, and that's the key for a service provider to really provide that structure, framework, make sure that the interconnections are maintained and have a successful transition from a controlled entity to a standalone entity. Well, the advantage of Grant Thornton is the fact that we have not only folks that can do the financial due diligence and quality of earnings, but a number of the people have a very solid operational background that can look into a business in multi-dimensions. And particularly in carve-out transactions, that becomes very critical because it's not just the numbers. It's ultimately how this business needs to operate on a freestanding basis, be able to identify the risks and the needs. And that's where the depth of the Grant Thornton organization is great. IT, for example, is a huge issue in many of these cases, and having domain expertise there is important. The HR components, the cultural components, this is where the bench strength becomes deeper within Grant Thornton, in addition to just the quality of earnings and financial due diligence.